Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
It's 10 trivia questions on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and a topic picked by Patreon subscriber Dan Papello. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If you're brand new, if you've never listened before, do me a favor, hit subscribe on your device and you'll never miss one of my daily trivia shows again. We've been doing it for about 600 episodes or so. Started off as a weekly show, then a twice weekly show, and now a daily show. And some fun goodies coming up very soon and some announcements for kind of the fourth quarter of the year. Here, some new guests, some new features, and some more video in your life. That's right. We'll be doing a lot more video trivia in the next few months. That's one thing I want to kick off at the start of 2020. And I want to try and record way more video of all the stuff that I do that is usually audio based. So you can watch it on YouTube. I want to set up a little set. I want you to be able to interact and send me things that I hang up in the backgrounds, you know, stuff like that. And if you want to be a part of that and help us grow bigger and better every day, the easiest thing you can do is to leave an iTunes review. Help us get more eyes and ears on the show. If you have a few extra bucks to send our way, you can send those over at patreon.com/trivia with buds. All this stuff is linked in the show notes too, if you want to click on it very easily. Today's episode is all about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and 10 questions on the film and the lore of this movie. This was a topic picked by Patreon subscriber Dan Papello, who has been on board for at least 6 months now, and he donates money every month on Patreon. And he, for the $5 tier, gets to pick a topic that I will eventually record some trivia questions on. I think he picked this one back in April. So Dan, I am way, way behind on your topic, but we are catching up very soon. I've got a big printed out stack of questions here that I've been writing and other friends of mine have been writing to contribute to the show. So get ready for more fun stuff down the line. And if you want to join us, if you want to pick a topic for a monthly recording, just send me an email on what topic you want to do or fill it in our Patreon subscriber Excel spreadsheet, which you get access to for $5 or more on patreon.com/trivia with buds. I was thinking about some confections and some different things that I've had lately that kind of stood out to talk about on today's episode about Willy Wonka. And I had a shake from Five Guys yesterday. It was my first time having a milkshake there. I've had a burger and fries there once or twice, and everyone raves about it. I think it's pretty good. It's nothing to me to write home about, but I've never had their milkshakes. And last night, it's like a one price milkshake. I think it's like $4.50, $4.65, something like that. And it says unlimited toppings or mix-ins. There were like 20 different things on this chart. And it was like any of these things you can mix in for free. And one of the things they had, you know, they had the standard like, you know, Oreo pieces, Reese's pieces, M&M's, things like that. But one of the things that stood out to me they have at Five Guys is bacon. You can get bacon pieces mixed into your milkshake. And I asked the girl there, who was very reluctant to take my order because they were like 10 minutes from closing and there was nobody in there. She was kind of like, what do you want? You know? And when I told her I didn't want a burger, she seemed kind of relieved that she didn't have to fire up the grill again that close to close. But when I said milkshake, she went right back to being like, ugh, you know? So I said, do a lot of people get the bacon? She goes, sometimes. And she said it like when people order the bacon, they punch her directly in the stomach. And it was just a fun little interaction I had. But hey, the milkshake was good. And I would recommend it. I mean, it wasn't like a blow you away milkshake, but it was pretty good for one that I've never had before. So that's my quick story on a treat on an episode today that is filled with treats. It's Willy Wonka trivia. It's 10 questions. It's Dan Papalo's topic. We're going to jump into it right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with 10 totally random questions from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Let's see what you know. Question number one. Where does Charlie find the money to buy the Wonka bar that contained his golden ticket in the movie? Number one, where does Charlie find the money to buy the Wonka bar that contained the golden ticket? Where did he find it? Question number one. Question number two, what is the name of the candy that Mr. Slugworth asks Charlie to steal for him? Question number two, what is the name of the candy that Mr. Slugworth asks Charlie to steal for him? Question number two. Question number three, what is Charlie's grandpa's first name, the one that goes to the factory with him? Number three, what is the name of Charlie's grandpa? Number three. Question number four, in what year was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory released? Was it 1971, 72, or 73? I'll give you a hint, it was one of those 3 years. Was it 1971, 72, or 73 for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Question number five, which of the golden ticket winners' names is also the name of a 90s alternative rock band with the songs Seether and Volcano Girls? Number five, which of the golden ticket winners' names is also the name of a 90s alternative rock band with the hit songs Seether and Volcano Girls? Number five. Question number six, after Charlie and his grandpa drink the fizzy lifting drink, which enables them to float up to the ceiling, how do they get down? Number six, after Charlie and his grandpa drink the fizzing lifting drink, which enables them to float up into the air, how do they get down? Number six. Question number seven, what is Charlie's last name in the movie? Number seven, what is Charlie's last name? Number seven. Question number eight, how many total golden tickets were there? Number eight, how many total golden tickets were released? Number eight. Question number nine, which character finds the first golden ticket? Number nine, who finds the first golden ticket? Number nine. And question number 10, what bad habit does Violet have? Number 10, what habit does Violet, the character Violet, have? Number 10. All right, guys, those are your 10 scrumptious questions on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We'll be right back in just a second with those answers. We are back with some Willy Wonka trivia action headed your way. We got the answers. How many did you get right out of 10? You're going to find out right about now. Now, a big thing to note is that the book by Roald Dahl is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but the movie is called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I don't know exactly why they made that big name change, but they did. And then there was a sequel to the book called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, I believe, which is what he blasts out of the factory in at the end of the movie. And I always like that part when he goes all the way up into the sky. So here we go. Let's see how many you got right out of 10. Number one, where does Charlie find the money to buy his Wonka bar that contained his golden ticket? That was the sewer or the gutter. Right on the sewer or the gutter, the curb, whatever you want to say there. Number one. Number two, what is the name of the candy that Mr. Slugworth asks Charlie to steal for him? That would be the Everlasting Gobstopper, which sounded so secretive and awesome back then. And I enjoy those from time to time. I never really understood the gigantic jawbreakers that I always seen sold at stores, like the big white ones that look like a pool ball. I don't know what you're supposed to do with that because it can't fit in your mouth. Are you just supposed to like lick it, like lick the jawbreaker the circular shape until it starts changing color or what? I just never liked those. I never even saw a kid with those growing up. So if you enjoyed those as a kid, let me know how you consume them so I know. Maybe you swallowed it whole. I don't know. Maybe you're some sort of weirdo. Number three, what is Charlie's grandpa's name who goes with him into the factory? That's Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe, he's in bed with the other grandparents, which is weird that their feet are probably touching. And then he gets up and he starts dancing around. And the other three are like, well, we're not moving. Number four, what year did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory come out? 1971. I was negative 14. That's right. Was not even born yet. I was born 14 years later, and maybe you were too, if you were born in 1985. But 71 was the year for Willy Wonka, the movie. Number five, which of the Golden Ticket winners' names is also that 90s alternative rock band with those songs Seether and Volcano Girls? That would be Veruca Salt. Veruca Salt. I'm working on a band right now. We're called the Mike TVs. How do you like that? Number six, after Charlie and his grandpa drink the fizzy lifting drink, which enables them to float up, to get down, they have to burp. And as a kid, I never knew how to burp, which is a weird thing to say. But I still, to this day, I'm not the best burper. I don't know how to make it louder or whatever. I can do it when I need to if I ate a lot of food or whatever. But I am not a huge burper. And as a kid, I would always be like, well, I'd be chopped up in that fan because I'm not burping my way back down. Number seven, what is Charlie's last name? His name is Bucket, Charlie Bucket. Number eight, how many golden tickets were there? Five total golden tickets. Number nine, who finds the first golden ticket? That's Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, who is a fat kid who gets stuck in a pipe. And I always thought that that kid was a big time goner. I didn't like the visual of him getting trapped in a pipe with a bunch of liquid chocolate. It looked like he was really dying in that part. And number 10, what habit does Violet have? She chews gum. She chews a lot of gum. That's old Violet Beauregard, I think is her name. And she chews gum. And those are all your answers, guys. 10 questions in the can. Thank you, Dan, for the fun topic recommendation some months ago. I hope you had fun answering those questions with your wife. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Emma Bunton is the youngest member of what internationally known group? Tweet me your answer to that group at Ryan Buds, RyanBudds. Follow me on Twitter while you're at it, or you can email RyanBudds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Dot. That was the Warner sisters' name on Animaniacs. And my friend, let me check my email real quick. Somebody got that question right. They sent me the answer. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I know this makes great, great podcasting here. Not Kyle Hendrickson, although he has a big shout out. Thank you, email. Thank you, Kyle. If you like that kind of stuff that I mentioned with Kyle, I think on the last episode, check out his book. It is called, I think you can probably find this on Amazon or something, Mental Fitness Puzzles by Kyle Hendrickson. And Alex Thompson, that's the name I was looking for. Alex Thompson, Patreon subscriber, says, Dot Warner, I'm cute, which I think was her catchphrase. That's Dot from Animaniacs. And Alex, yesterday's big question of the day winner. Nice job, Alex. Trivia team name of today is The Sixth Sense and Sensibility. The Sixth Sense and Sensibility, combining a scary movie and a boring British movie. Funky Monkey Designs is our sponsor, and you can reach them at fmdesignsinc.com. Get them for all your t-shirt designs. Designs and printing and stickers and banners, and they'll do it all over at fmdesignsinc.com, located in San Dimas, California. And if you want to play trivia for real money, check out my friends at skillyworld.com, S-K-I-L-L-I, world.com. New games every single day at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and you can win real money answering true-false questions. That's skillyworld.com. First game is free on that website, so go check it out and download the app. Our theme song's by my friend Brian Foster, aka Frosty. Check out his work at soundcloud.com/Frosty, F-R-A-W-S-T-Y. And you can see all my links to my website, my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, all linked in the show notes of every episode. Thanks again to all the Patreon subscribers out there, patreon.com/trivia with buds. If you want to sign up for just a buck or more, you get access to a lot of cool rewards and fun things. And shout out to my very, very newest Patreon subscriber, my friend Ricky Carney and his wife Haley down in Arkansas. Thank you for signing up, Ricky, for the dollar tier. You are now in the mix for our Discord app chat, where I send extra trivia every single day or so, fun pictures, and good discussions with people who like pop culture. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.